We are seconds away from our first guest, maybe even less than that. He is the president of the You Can Play team. And their goal, of course, is to end homophobia in sports. We've had Patrick Burke on the show several times, always when something interesting in the world is going on. And, well, I was going to bring him in on some Tetris music, but we'll bring him out on something else instead. And let's welcome Patrick Burke back to the Kaufman Show. Hello, sir.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
I saw a tweet about you doing this hit from your car in the rain.
Yeah, I ended up not timing it correctly, getting back and having to park, and decided I didn't have time to rush back to the condo. So if it sounds like I'm in a waterfall, that's my fault.
It doesn't, but that would be a really cool sound effect to have for an interview. I feel like we'd be, it almost would lull people to sleep, which wouldn't be the goal right now. We want to do something totally different with you.
Well, I've been told I have that effect on people anyway.
So oh, yeah, right.
Patrick, we got to start with the big news, and I imagine that's going to dominate most of our conversation today. Russia has enacted some very draconian laws in the last couple of weeks that not only does it make it difficult to be a homosexual in Russia, but it makes it difficult to promote anything to do with homosexuality. And the way I've understood the rules, even someone who's a tourist walking off an airplane in Russia wearing a You Can Play t-shirt runs the risk of going to jail in Russia for 2 weeks. Now, you've come out, you wrote a really interesting article yesterday on BuzzFeed that argues that a boycott is not the right idea, is not the right play for this, and that LGBT Olympians and allies should show up in Russia.
Yeah, I mean, our position is that nothing will be achieved by a boycott. That in order to have any effect on this, the most effective way to change this, to change the mindset behind the idea that being gay is somehow wrong, is to send our best athletes. You know, you look at Team Canada, Team USA, Team Sweden, their hockey teams in the Olympics are going to have a lot of guys who have supported You Can Play, who are eligible for arrest under that law. And we're going to go in, and one of those teams is going to win, at least one of those teams is going to win a pretty high medal.
Well, and this is, you know, perhaps it's silly to have this be a concern, but, you know, there are, like you said, a bunch of players who, if they wanted, Russian police could pull up a videotape and say, here's a video of you saying, I stand with gay athletes. I am straight and I stand with gay athletes. And that could be proof enough to throw them in jail.
Yeah, but there's 0% chance of that happening. Like, the idea that any country, even Russia, would be so brazen as to walk into Olympic Village, pull Steven Stamkos out of his bunk and throw him in jail for 2 weeks. I mean, Russia's trying to keep these laws, these policies under wraps. They're trying to keep it quiet. They're not going to do something like that that draws international attention to it.
Okay, but what if Dave Kaufman shows up, gets off a plane in Sochi as a fan, not as a journalist, to cover the Olympics, and I'm wearing a You Can Play shirt? Do I run the risk?
I believe so, and I would never recommend that a fan go to these Olympics. I would recommend a fan boycott of these Olympics. Personally, if USA Hockey happened to find some use for me, which I don't think they will, I'm not even in the mix for anything, but if USA Hockey found a use for me, I'd go. I'm not going to pay to go there. I'm not going to support their tourism dollars. I'm not going to put a dollar into the local economy as a fan.
That's really interesting and not what I was expecting you to say. So you're arguing for no boycott from the athletes, but a boycott from fans because of this.
I'm arguing that no national governing body should force their athletes to boycott. If an athlete wants to boycott on his or her own, we will certainly support their decision to stand up and draw attention to this and make an effort on this behalf.
But do you think sorry, Patrick, go ahead.
No, we do not believe that a national governing body forcing all their athletes to stay home is productive or in any way influential or meaningful.
Well, nor do I think it's realistic, to be honest. I mean, the days of the 80 boycott in Moscow and the 84 boycott in L.A., that was before the supreme monetization of the Olympics.
Yeah, I mean, the number of athletes who could stay home, factoring in what they've been paid in sponsorship dollars and everything like that, like, a lot of these athletes can't stay home. And you're not going to get, the only way a boycott would work is if every country or every massive country got behind it. You're not going to get the U.S. and Canada, Japan, China, Great Britain, all these countries to come together and say we're not going. It's just not feasible. It's a waste of time and energy. Let's focus on what we can do to bring attention to these issues. What can we do to draw attention to what's going on in Russia and find a way to make a real impact?
You know, we saw, boycott. There were no boycotts, at least from the Western world, during the Beijing Olympics. But we saw people take a stand on certain human rights issues and try and raise awareness to it. And I don't think there were any Westerners that were arrested during the Beijing Olympics. So I think the assumption being made is that Russia, you know, they put in this law, but that during those 2 weeks, a blind eye might be turned. But yet, I'm still stuck on the fact that you said that you understand a fan boycott.
Yeah, I wouldn't put any money into the local economy. I would never support that. I don't think that they, you know, the Olympics are, generally speaking, lose a ton of money for every country that that hosts them anyway. But I would never fly over, support it, put money into local restaurants, local businesses where LGBT people can't go without being harassed or intimidated or perhaps even arrested. I you know, my article and our position was limited only to the governing body. So it didn't say anything about fans. It didn't say anything about pressuring sponsors to pull out. It didn't say anything like that. All we're talking about is that the USOC, US Olympic Committee, the Canadian Olympic Committee, they shouldn't force their athletes to stay home on some grand principle.
In conversation with You Can Play's Patrick Burke on The Kaufman Show on TSN 690, Dave Kaufman and Mike Spry.
Patrick, taking that initiative a little further, my colleague at thebarnstormer.com, Ian Ordy, has called for a boycott of the sponsors, the corporate entities involved with the Olympics. Would you see any point in carrying your fan boycott further and boycotting larger corporations that are supporting Russia and the Olympics?
Again, the idea is nice, but I don't think you're going to get Coca-Cola or, you know, I don't know the sponsors off the top of my head. I don't think you're going to get them to pull out. I don't think it's practical or a good waste or a good use of our time, I should say.
Do you see any point in Olympic bodies like the Canadian Olympic Association making a public statement that while they won't boycott, that their body does not support the legislation or the anti-human initiatives Russia has enacted? Not just, and we can take it beyond the anti-gay legislation, but the persecution of Pussy Riot, the removal of a lot of civil rights in Russia, a country that is in the last decade has regressed after so much progress during the 90s and the 2000s.
Well, I'd support that just on the off chance that someone from the Canadian Olympic Committee would say Pussy Riot. As to the bigger question, yeah, absolutely. I think that that all the Olympic Committee should be saying, look, we're going because this is where the IOC told us it was. Going forward, the IOC has, you know, Russia's getting a ton of crap for this, as they should. The IOC isn't getting enough for this. They never should be allowed to put games in a place where people can't go for fear of being arrested for who they are. They should never have allowed the games to be in Sochi. It's just, it boggles my mind that this isn't being addressed on the IOC level. And going forward, the USOC, the Canadian Olympic Committee, all the other Olympic committees should be saying to the IOC, we are no longer going to countries where our athletes can't feel safe. We are no longer, no matter what the IOC says, if they say that the 2024 Olympics are going back to Russia, we'll tell you 10 years in advance that we're not going to go.
You're dreaming.
Probably, but that one might actually have an effect. You can get to the Olympic bodies to get to the IOC. The problem is the IOC is the most corrupt organization since, I don't even know what, something from The Wire. So being able to pull that off is probably a bit ambitious, but that's the type of thing where change occurs.
They're all about money. They're all about money, and that's the bottom line. And until they realize that the money spent by homosexuals is equal to the money spent by heterosexuals, there really isn't going to be any progress in this.
I agree with that. And that's something that, going forward, when we look ahead to the next Olympic Games and to 4 years from now and 8 years from now, that's where we have to start making governing bodies and sponsors aware that we're not going to travel to these games. We're not going to support these games. We're not going to participate in the Olympics if they're not true embodiments of what the Olympic spirit is, which is everyone is welcome. Show up on the ice, on the court, on the field, do your best, and then go home.
Finishing up with Patrick Burke from You Can Play, and this has been an interesting summer. We saw Jason Collins come out of the closet. He's still looking for a team to play for. The You Can Play initiative has just continued to grow. How has your summer been?
It's been good. It's been a little bit busy, but that's a good thing, I think. So I'm on my way tomorrow to Chicago for the first ever LGBT sports camp, which is a basketball camp in Chicago that Jason Collins is actually there. The NBA is official partners with the group that is running it. And I'm going to go in and hang out and I think fold towels and retrieve loose basketballs for a couple of days and just be around to help.
So, well, that should be fun.
I, Well, I know I can't teach kids anything about basketball. So,
did you something similar with soccer as well this summer, didn't you?
We're official partners with Major League Soccer now. We haven't had a camp yet, but we've done some trainings for their teams, and we're working on expanding our work with Major League Soccer now. In terms of LGBT-specific camps, I think that's something that we're going to look to expand for next summer, including what I hope will be a pretty ridiculous hockey camp.
That would be really cool to see, and you know, in 2 short years for that to come to fruition would be something else.
Well, it's going well, and I think it really is a tribute to the sports world. I think the sports world is really ready for this, and having athletes and leagues and coaches and fans really embrace it. I'm proud of the work we do, but a lot of it was just giving people the resources for something that they already believed in.
You've been named GM of a hockey team yet?
not yet. Counting the minutes, I think, but that's a few years away, I think. There's a couple more steps in between.
Still a free agent right now, or have you signed with somebody for next year?
Still a free agent right now, but been going through the interview process, as fun as that is, and hope to wrap something up within the next couple weeks.
All right, well, the poutine is in the mail in that case.
I appreciate that.
Patrick, thank you so much for your time, as always. We really appreciate you giving us a chance to hear your thoughts.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Catch you soon.
See you guys.
Follow him on Twitter at BerkeyYCP. Patrick Burke, the cool Burke, on The Kaufman Show.